Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we finished verse 6. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 9, as we speak on the subject of the heart of a heavenly hero. Well, I trust you'll have your good King James Bible, pencil and paper, and be ready to take notes and follow along in this study as we're going verse by verse through this great book. You know, you say it's not a big book. No, it's a small book. But aren't we reminded that dynamite comes in small packages? So please be ready with your Bible, your ink pen, and a paper. Also, be ready to take our address down when our announcer gives it to you at the conclusion of our broadcast. Now, I'm going to give you, just this one last time, an invitation to fly with us to Israel. We'll be leaving November 9th, which is a Friday, and returning on Saturday, November the 17th of 2007. We have literature that gives the itinerary of our trip to Israel, the various places that we will visit, and the various things that one will get to see. We've been trying to encourage churches to send their pastor and wife. Many churches have a smaller attendance, 1 in 200, and what a great thing it would be if you have a pastor, because he cannot afford to go, cannot take his wife with him, that if the church would just take the time and make the effort to send both the pastor and his wife on this trip to Israel. It would be like a seminar for them as well as a time to get away. And I would encourage you to do this, to have your church do it, ask your church to do it for the pastor. Our announcer will be giving you our address at the conclusion of the broadcast each day. And you can take that down, whether it's to inquire through our website or through the physical mail, and we can get literature sent to you. And we do want to have you go with us, so please, please write us. You're welcome to go with us, whether it's your pastor and his wife, or whether it's you and your wife, or whether it's all four of you. Come with us. We want you to go with us to Israel, November 9th through the 17th of 2007. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verses 7 through 9, there we read, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God." Now, this text gives us the makeup of the heart of a hero in heaven's annals. Now, there are people who will shine as the stars forever and ever, according to Daniel chapter 12. There will be other people who will be saved just so as by fire. I want to give you the good news at the beginning of this message. Since we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us, you can have the heart of a hero, and you can shine as the stars forever and ever in heaven's glory. With God, nothing is impossible. Regardless of what your family and acquaintances think, you can become a hero in heaven's annals. Now, with that thought in mind, let us look to our text and see what makes up the heart of a hero. What made these men heroes in heaven's sight? These are men who were despised and hated by many of their contemporaries of the day. We honor them today, but they weren't honored back then. They were the offscouring in that day. The first thing to see in the heart of a heavenly hero in verse 7 here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, is gentleness. He says, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. The word gentle itself has the idea of being placid and mild. We're reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. There we read, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now understand, he said their weapons aren't carnal. Their weapons were spiritual. They were of God. Now what a stark contrast to how these men were treated in verse 2. They're gentle, but in verse 2 it says they had suffered, were shamefully entreated. That is, they were beaten and thrown in jail, shackled in Philippi. And when they preached the gospel in Thessalonica, it was with much contention, much opposition. If you're going to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be persecution. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12 promises. And you'll suffer that if you stand in a holy manner. The Bible promises that people will hate you, and they'll say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake. But if they do, you're to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because the same people are causing your reward to be great in heaven. It's interesting today how churches and preachers are trying to make Jesus cool and one that everybody likes. And therefore they eliminate his holiness and his standards. They have created another Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 12:15 tells us. He says, they were gentle, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. Now, this isn't looking at someone hired to care for a child. The term nurse in Greek is looking at a babe that is nursing from its mother. The term children has the idea of begat. The Greek word gives prominence to the fact of birth. Don't miss the analogy here. A mother goes through 9 months of bodily change when she's with child. She sits down, but she cannot get comfortable. This baby inside her causes her to have weird desires for food at weird times and in weird combinations. She's too hot. She cannot sleep a full night. Her moods are affected. You say, honey, have I done something to offend you? No, you haven't. Shut up. You know, well, sometimes her moods are affected. She tells her husband, I'm fat and I'm ugly. Now, friend, a lady can have 15 children during her years of childbearing, and a husband will never be able to come up with a satisfactory line to respond to that statement that will make her feel better. That baby will cost money. It will cost sleep. It will cost tiredness. It will cause pain. And yet, there's more pain to come. The worst pain is yet to come. When that child is born, that child will cause more pain than the entire 9 months. And that 9 months, that child's been restricting the mother from what she can enjoy. And the first time she looks at a child she just birthed, that child is the same one that's been giving her 3/4 of a year of trouble. Yet birth somehow eliminates all that, and mother is filled with joy. You men will never understand that. I'll never understand that. I'm reminded of Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The apostles had suffered much in order to share the gospel with these people. Yet there has never been a mother who had more joy of her children than this missionary team had of these people they had led to Christ. Notice verses 19 and 20. For what is our, the word our indicates more than one. It's talking about the missionary team. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Yes, these people were a crown of rejoicing for the mission team. They had brought them to Christ. By the way, your church gives to faith, promise missions, or gives to good missionaries, fundamental teaching the Bible, then you're a part of that, and you're a part of the team, and the missionary can say, our joy with you. And so we find out they labored as a slave labors to get to them the saving gospel. And they nourished them as a nursing mother to bring them up or disciple them in Christ. 1 Corinthians 4:15 says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. A lot of people want to be Sunday school teachers and teach Bible, but few of them go out and witness and try to bring the lost to Christ. You must birth them before you rear them. And so be a witness for Jesus Christ. In John 16, verses 20 through 22, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament. But the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.